Prophet said, raise your children with three qualities. Prophet said, raise your children with three qualities. Love of your prophet, love of his family, and reading the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has stated, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the person who has recited abundance amount of durood upon me. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to our new episode in the series Childhood Matters. Dear viewers, there is a word you must have heard a lot, generation gap. What does it mean? What are the harms of it? And then many other questions which we are going to discuss in this episode. Well, what happens whenever our elders, they give a piece of advice to the young ones, they say, oh Abbaji, chhado, leave it, that you don't know. So it shows that there is a gap which has developed between these two generations. Well, now in order to discuss this generation gap, its harms, and then many other aspects of this generation gap, in order to understand and discuss the generation gap, we have with us Dr. Zirak Saab, who is a psychiatrist by profession, and mashallah, he is expert and has an experience in this field. Well, Dr. Saab, first of all, I would like to ask you, I have given my own understanding of generation gap. So, what is the definition of generation gap in your understanding?
First of all, generation gap, if I might say, is a very hot topic in this day and age. It wouldn't be wrong to say that this is a burning issue. This word generation gap is important, or this idea, shall I say, is very important both for the youth and for the parents. I'm sure that both of them will watch this episode very enthusiastically. Okay. First of all, what does it actually mean, the word generation gap? I may not need to define it, because many of the viewers would actually understand what does it actually mean. But in simple terms, this generation gap, from sociological theory point of view, refers to difference of opinion between younger generation and their parents or grandparents in terms of set of beliefs, set of values, set of opinions, and many other spheres of their social life. And clearly, obviously, if we look into it, there are differences between how young generation, they perceive their needs of their life and how they want to conduct themselves. And obviously, if we look at their parents or grandparents, then they have another perspective on the life, the needs of the life, the social needs or ethical needs or religious needs and so forth. And they have their own perspective. And sadly, in this day and age, there is a clash between these two perspectives. And younger generation, they feel that they are right. And it is their basic right to actually lead their life as they want to. And the elder generation, they feel that we have greater experience, we need to guide them, but the younger generation is not willing to listen to them. And this, in essence, is actually what I may define as a generation gap.
So, well, as you have said, that it is a hot issue and a burning issue. So my understanding is, I think it is only now in this age and time, before that it was not existing. Am I right?
As far as the social theory of generation gap is concerned, then this really came into existence back in 1960s.
ঠিক
and the people were able to observe this phenomenon and back in the 60s and the 70s there was a big shift in the western world in terms of how the youngsters were conducting themselves and basically there was a rebellion by the youngsters or the young generation against their older generation older generation at that time they were obviously you know as they were maturing and they were actually realizing from the experience that the life has thrown upon them how to conduct themselves and what are the benefits and the harms of certain behaviors and they had a fair amount of control on the younger generation but back in 60s 70s the youngsters wanted to break free from this because they said that this is enough we cannot actually keep on listening to our elders and they started feeling that they are wrong and number of different shifts took place whether it was in terms of using drugs illicit drugs or street drugs or whether it was in terms of the music whether it was in terms of the religious beliefs whether it was in terms of the relationships or whether it was in terms of the ethical values So a lot of shift took place back in the 60s and 70s and since then this phenomenon has actually come to strength day by day and in this day and age if I were to talk about the western lifestyle then basically parents they feel that they have no control whatsoever on their children on their youth and if the parents want to actually instill certain characteristics which they feel are important but they are helpless they cannot do it because their children are going to say these are outdated values these are outdated beliefs the times have changed the information has changed the knowledge has changed and these values these sets of beliefs there is no role of these values and beliefs in this day and age we live in space age technology where the humans are talking about going to the Mars and so on and so forth so basically as a result of this shift now the younger generation they are completely free to do whatever they want to do no one can stop them and elder generations at the same time feel the victim of this generation gap and they feel helpless that they have actually worked so hard to bring up their younger ones but at the same time they are unable to instill in them or request them to follow the life pattern that they feel is beneficial
but I can understand from your answer that this phenomenon is only existing in western society like you said that western parents they started realizing that they are losing the grip over their younger generation So my question here is, don't you think that this phenomenon or this generation gap sort of thing has also reached to the East as well, although they have their own different and separate set of values?
Indeed, it has to a greater extent as well. When we look at the sort of, when we say East, we obviously mean Indian subcontinent or other countries that are towards the East of Western countries. Now, when we talk about the East, we mean obviously there is a further differentiation. People who live in the East, so Indian subcontinent, so children and the parents who are still living in the Eastern countries, that's one set of individuals. But at the same time, many Eastern people from the Indian subcontinent or other countries, they have actually migrated to the Western society, Western countries. So these people living in there, they are also, there is a trend that clearly when they went, they took with them these Eastern values. And the youngsters that are being born to these Eastern families in the West, they are also adopting these idea of generation gap. And clearly in this day and age, that is another issue as well, a burning issue. But definitely, when we look at India, Pakistan, or other neighboring countries, Indian subcontinent, and so forth, you will see that this phenomenon has also seeped into these youngsters as well. And part of this is that the world is becoming a global village. And the advances of technology, the communication, the availability of information, easy and free availability via the internet and other sort of like platforms, especially in terms of social media, it means that the culture of the world is changing very rapidly. And sometimes, obviously, individuals who live in the East, they feel that for one reason or another, especially the youngsters, they feel that it is something good that they need to do. Becoming modern or adopting a modern lifestyle or adopting a Western lifestyle is something that is extremely beneficial. And if they don't do this, then the people of their generation are going to look down upon them. And I could say that this may be an inferiority complex, because there are good things and the bad things in every culture, whether it is Eastern culture or Western cultures. Yes, the values that are good values and which are obviously not contradicting with the beautiful teachings of Islam, there is no harm in adopting them. Values of obviously being honest, being just, not violating the rights of other individuals. You know, if you think that these are the Western values, then by all means adopt them. But ultimately you will realize that all these values are actually Islamic values or religious values. But to actually conclude the answer to this question is that this idea or this concept of generation gap has seeped into the Eastern countries as well. It is actually being adopted quite rapidly with advancement of social media, and there will be obviously effects of this visible at a greater scale in our society very soon as well.
Well, Dr. Saab, so far we have discussed the origin of the generation gap, the term, and then we have discussed that really it is existing and now it has seeped to the Eastern people as well. My question is, in the light of your experience and profession, what are the harms of generation gap?
First of all, obviously, if we look at the social harms of the generation gap. Now, clearly, when young ones are, obviously, they step into life of adulthood, their hormones are kicking and they are basically driven by their emotions more than their wisdom. That's a very delicate time period. This is the time when the individuals actually need most guidance from those who are experienced. Clearly, life has thrown many things at their parents. And I think, to be honest, in my opinion, and in everyone's opinion who is of my age as well, and especially, you know, you will not realize as a youngster why your parents stopped you from certain things when they did. Only you will realize them when you have your own children. And then you start thinking that, oh my God, my parents were right. Because your feelings, your emotions, they change with experience. Life makes you more wiser. So the first harm of this is the in terms of social issues. And what happens is that you see youngsters being hurt when they end up in a relationship which they shouldn't, when they make a decision which isn't the right decision. For example, many youngsters in this day and age end up taking drugs. Why? Because they're not listening to their parents. And even if they feel afraid of the parents, they won't tell them. And they will start taking illicit drugs, which then obviously destroys the rest of the life. So this is the first and foremost harm of obviously this idea of a concept of generation gap. The second one, obviously, is in terms of ethical values and the beliefs. Now, clearly, every culture has got different ethical values. For example, something that is completely acceptable in our culture may not be acceptable in the Western culture. Yes. And what is acceptable in the Western culture may not be acceptable in the Eastern culture. Now, being a Muslim, obviously, we have to compare everything as per the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What actually doesn't go against the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is what is right. And what goes against it is wrong, whether it is found in our Eastern culture or Western culture. And the children again need guidance on these ethical values. And again, because of this idea of generation gap, when the parents are going to actually teach the children about these ethical values, about the religious values, about obviously what is our identity. There's no harm in having, even if you live in Western countries and you want to have an Eastern identity, this is your basic human right. You can wear whatever you feel comfortable in. No one can stop you. You can actually behave as long as it doesn't contradict or doesn't break the whatever the bylaws are of that country and so forth. So this is the other effect where parents, as a result of the generation gap, have actually failed to instill in their children the right ethical values. The third, obviously, harm of this generation gap is, now, the children, they again need guidance in terms of, for example, choosing their career, what field they need to go into. Now, parents, again, have a good understanding of the behavior of their child. A father or a mother understand how their child is behaving, what type of personality they are, and if the parents are educated, then they may be able to suggest to their children that this they may feel is better for them. Similarly, just like a teacher suggests to a child that we feel that, for example, you are good in terms of putting forward your ideas and defending your ideas, or sort of having a good debate, and you may be a good lawyer, something like that. If you are into practical things and dexterity and, for example, putting wrong things right, and you maybe sort of become a good engineer and so on and so forth. If you have a caring behavior, then you may be good as a doctor and so forth. So, because the teachers and other individuals can guide them, similarly, the parents can guide them. But now, because of this generation gap, the youngsters are not going to actually accept. And we have to talk about majority. Clearly, there will be cases where youngsters do listen to their parents. But that is few and far between. So these are some of the harms. Clearly, there will be other harms as well. And the more you think about, and the parents will be able to obviously think about more harms of this generation gap. Now, if we look from the children's point of view, they may not be able to understand that these are the harms. They will say, well, you know, this is our right. This is, I'm free to do whatever I wish to do in my life. But clearly, this whole, you know, the development of this thought process, that I'm free to do whatever I can do, and I don't need to listen to my parents, is another big harm of this idea of generation gap.
In this age and time, I have observed something, and that is because of the advancement of the technology, young generation, our youth is totally absorbed in technology, and now they have, I would say, tsunami of information. Day in and day out, they are receiving information, and now they are trying to absorb it. In this flood of information, I think they have forgotten the importance of experience, because experience also has a value. So my question is, do you think that today information is standing in front of experience and denying the experience?
You have actually raised a very good point. Clearly, if we look back 10 years ago, or let's say 20 years ago, before the sort of, although internet was invented, I think probably more than 20 years or so, but since the internet has actually become very easily available, whether it is through smartphones or others, and clearly you've described it very beautifully, this is a tsunami of the information, and everyone's flooded with information. And once you actually gain more knowledge, it does actually illuminate you more. However, the knowledge has also got downsides as well. There are side effects of knowledge as well. One of the side effect or big side effect of knowledge is arrogance. Someone who's got a degree, they may look down upon someone who is not a degree holder. Or someone who is educated will clearly look down upon someone who's uneducated. So one of the harm of knowledge is that they become arrogant. And so education, yes, clearly, definitely, there is no denial of this fact that education can be helpful, and obviously it can equip you with lots of good skills and so forth. But at the same time, having this information may also make you a little bit arrogant, and I think this has got a big role to play in development of this generation gap, that the younger generation feel that they know more than their parents, which may be right. However, information on its own without transformation in your practice holds very little meaning. And one other thing in life is that you could be highly educated, but if you've not had the relevant experiences, you may not be able to function well in the society.
Very true. You are right.
And there are obviously in this sort of like different languages, there are certain idioms to display this, that someone who is educated doesn't necessarily mean that they're experienced. So, and many times you have actually seen people who are not that much educated, but because of their experiences in their life, they've got good, very good social skills on how to deal with others and so forth. And I think clearly, our young generation in this day and age has definitely completely ignored this idea that their parents are someone who are experienced. And they will only realize this experience when these youngsters will marry themselves and then have their own children. And when it comes to bringing up the their own children, you will realize what use education is to them. And in many ways, it is the experience that you actually need to lead your life more successfully. And yes, we have to maintain a balance between information, but at the same time, you have to actually make sure that youngsters in certain aspects may have more information. How relevant that information is, I don't know, but experience is always relevant in every field.
Very good.
Okay, so youngsters need to understand that they may have more information, which may or may not be useful, but their elder generation has experience. Just the way that youngsters need to realize that their elders have got greater experience, and the only way they can benefit from this experience is if they tread on the same path.
Okay.
But if they want to go in the different directions, then clearly no one is going to benefit, or youngsters at least are not going to benefit from this experience. At the same time, elders need to accept this fact that the younger generation in this day and age is actually well equipped with information. And they again need to walk, tread the same path so that they can benefit from this information as well.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, generation gap has created, I would say, a sort of wrong thinking in the minds of our youth. They have started thinking that these elders, they are worthless, if not all the time, but many times. And then they also think that we don't need to take advice from these elders. This generation gap is actually taking our younger generation out of the hands of our elder ones. Here, first of all, I would like to request the younger ones that please try to be in touch with the elder ones. And on the other hand, I will also request the elders, you need to be very soft and very kind, and you need to deal with these people, with this young generation, in a very wise way, because at the end of the day, they belong to us, they are ours, and it is our responsibility to put them on the right track if they lose the track. Well, Dr. Saab, at the end of the silsila, I just want to ask you your personal experience. What do you think, how Dawat-e-Islami has bridged the gap between the young generation and old generation, and now there is no generation gap in Dawat-e-Islami?
Now, Alhamdulillah, I have been part of Madni Mahol of Dawat-e-Islami since 2007. So it's been almost 11 years, and I have had lots of experiences in Dawat-e-Islami. Now, it may feel to the viewers that I may be biased in terms of giving this opinion, but I'll try to be as honest as possible. I'm, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, an educated individual. So when we actually try to give any advice, it has to be impartial. Now, in my opinion, if there is only one solution to this generation gap, then that lies within the teachings of Islam.
Thick.
Because I'm very well aware that Islamic teachings give rights both to the children and gives rights both to the parents as well.
Thick.
And both of them need to realize these rights so that both respect each other. And I think this element of respecting each other is first and foremost that if we want to close the generation gap.
Thick.
Now the second thing in Dawat Islami is that when Dawat Islami started in back in the 1980s, most of those individuals who were part of Dawat Islami, they are now in their 40s and 50s. But still, this element of youngsters being in part of Dawat Islami or youngsters being the dominant part of Dawat Islami still exists. The reason why this is the issue is that when you are educated from religious point of view, and when you have obviously religious knowledge, I see in many ways that in Dawat Islami, when you could have a young one who is basically the head of a particular cabinet, and they could be elder individuals in age who are part of his cabinet. The reason that has happened this is that there is very little generation gap. People are actually looking at an individual and saying they're educated, they're experienced. Even if they are young, we will accept them as our leader. Or youngsters are looking at elders and saying that yes, they're educated, they're experienced, and we will accept them as our leaders because of the teachings of the religious knowledge as well. And I think in this way, Dawat Islami, because what is happening is that the people have realized that religious knowledge, Islamic knowledge, is very important to learn.
Okay.
And once they learn that, what is fard they have to learn, what is wajib they have to learn, and most importantly, in teachings of Islam, there are obviously, there is a big component of teachings which is what we call as akhlaqiyat, mannerisms, and how to treat other individuals. And we are taught that if you see someone who is older than you, always think of them that they have more good deeds than me and respect them. And if you look at someone who is younger than you, then think of them that they have got less sins than you. In that way, they are more pious. And ultimately, we are told to think that rather than looking from a worldly point of view, worldly status, we need to look at the status that one acquires in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I think when someone clearly understands this, then the generation gap goes out of the window. And then whether it is someone who is younger than you and giving you advice, you will accept it. When someone who is older than you giving you advice, you will accept it as well. And similarly, even at home, people or youngsters will realize that there should be no generation gap. So in my own experience, in my own view, and in my sort of like based on my educational knowledge and my own analysis of what is happening in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, I think this is a very powerful weapon in terms of mending this generation gap.
MashaAllah, Dr. Saab has very beautifully described the importance of Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Dear youth, I'm just talking to you directly. Let this generation gap type of thing not disrespect you, your elders. Because Islam says that the adab, the respect is the complete religion. If you want to become a good Muslim, if you want to become a complete Muslim, adab is necessary. And then, mashallah, when you are acting upon this teaching of Islam, that you are doing adab of every elder person, believe you me, there is not going to be any generation gap. And mashallah, this mindset will save you from this generation gap and then many other harms in your life as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand the real teachings of Islam. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet said, raise your children with three qualities. Prophet said, raise your children with three qualities. Love of your prophet, love of his family, and reading the Quran.